OG Tiger Lee.
Blog Talk Radio.
Now when you're dedicated to Allah who say, me nah come out to nothing. See Allah who, when I want get to you, see of nothing.
Jamaica, we need a way.
Tell me, how me youth to survive? How me to send him go school in this time? If me don't make money, politicians come from TV. I'll show with this big pretty smile. Nothing no funny. Look on the life we living. Look on the life we living. Look on the life we living. It's a better way we seeking. Look on the life we living. Look on the life we living. Look on the life we living.
Nothing no funny.
Me off it. Hide from the landlord. We call me poor folks, poor moans rent. We cannot come, me no have a red cent. Cry me cry when me hear my son say, daddy can you please buy me a Nike here? And the little money when me have don't spend. The last that me have me pay the light. But father, commission cut me pipe again. Garrison need a better way and a better life. Be we pick me then. Society, please don't condemn the ghetto to hell. So look on the life we living. Look on the life we living. Look on the life we living. It's a better way we seeking. Look on the life we living. Look on the life we living. Look on the life we living.
Nothing no funny.
Big woman thing. Nothing not one. Ghetto youth a fi sit down pon the corner. Some a we a hustle, some a beg a chump change. Society please make it see better days. Me go fi buy a pack of brass but cigarette rails. All we a cry them a give it death kiss. Then it's the time so hard right now. All the running of the country not the end of 10 years. The garrison need a better way and a better life. Be we pick me then. Society, please don't condemn the ghetto to hell. So look on the life we living. Look on the life we living. Look on the life we living. It's a better way we seeking. Look on the life we living. Look on the life we living. Look on the life we living.
Nothing up on me.
There it is. That's the best way to begin a Tuesday evening with the Vibes Cartel. Life we living, free the world, boss for show, Dancehall King, Vibes Cartel. Life we living. This your boy OG Tiger Lee, and it's time to come bullshit with me here on For the Record Radio, where the independent artists do matter the most. It is now 7 o'clock p.m. here in the Central Time. It is 6 o'clock p.m. out on the East Coast, and out West, it is 5 o'clock p.m. It is time to come bullshit with me, OG Tiger Lee. Tonight's topic is simply this: freedom of speech. Do we have the right to have freedom of speech? A lot of things going on. I'm sure everybody's aware of what's been going on in the news. You know, I don't necessarily want to name, but we know Kanye. We know Ye. We know everybody. So we say what it is. You know, truth is what the truth is. You feel me? But the man's been stripped of a whole lot of things for feeling, stating how he feels. I'm kind of tossed around the curve on both sides on this one, to be quite honest, you know. But at the end of the day, the man is entitled to feel the way he feels. But does he have a right to verbalize it? Speech, First Amendment rights. Let's talk about it tonight. Let's talk about it. Come bullshit with me, OG Tiger Lee, again here on For the Record Radio, where the independent artist hit matters the most. Hit the line, 929-477-2425. Gossip. Hit him with something hard. Let's get it.
My God hates religion, 'cause my God hates every limitation that it gives him. My God hates how you try so hard to handicap his wisdom. Like he's petty enough to see the difference between a Buddhist and a Christian, Jewish man or a Muslim. But I get it, it's tradition. That's what your grandmama taught you, so you better not go against it. That hellfire brimstone is oh so relentless, and you don't want your ass in that fire because it singes. I'm losing my religion, I burned the bridges. I gone astray too far to revisit. Seems to me they misinterpreted the scripture. Waging holy wars like he would condone killing in his image. I'm seeing one too many blatant contradictions. You in church Sunday morning, but Saturday night hella sinning. Binge drinking liquor and throwing money at bitches. Then after service got the nerve to ask me why I was missing. Well, my God knows I'm on the path to something different. My God's the one responsible for this disposition. And I swear to my God, in Sunday school I paid attention, but this brain scarred, no brainwash, I couldn't be conditioned. Believe nothing over my own intuition. I'm trying to digest this information, and I don't like the way it's sitting. You mean if I was Sharif from the Middle East attempting to get into heaven, I'd be denied the admission. For merely praying to Allah instead of being a Christian, well, forgive me, my God, for this sense of suspicion. But why is the Almighty so concerned with what makes us different? How could the Most High be so minimalistic? And she looking at me like I'm on some Satanist shit. But in my heart of hearts, I know Satan never even existed. Cause my God is much too mighty for any opposition. So them stories of pitchforks and fire got to be fiction. Fairy tales made up to test your convictions. And we all looking for redemption. So allow me to humbly make a suggestion. And next time you speak to God, make a confession. About how much your human nature's blocking your blessings. Instead of seeing other cultures for the message and the lessons, you trying to dissect it looking for imperfection. Well, let he who is without sin throw the first stone in my direction. Hard-headed, I never learned my lesson, and I ain't digressing. See, it's just hard to believe it's a sin to spill my seed. And this woman I love more than Adam loved Eve, cause we laying down with no intentions to conceive, or having stood in front of a priest to exchange rings. But our union is no less holy, even minus the matrimony. I'm trying to drop these jewels, I hope you catch them for me. Don't crucify me, I'm only trying to tell a story and dispel disdain on my way to glory. And I'm sorry, but the God to whom I pray don't give a fuck who's rich or poor, black or white, straight or gay. Long as while you at the plate, you bow your head, you say the grace, you take a stance in your faith, you look a man in his face and try to erase all the walls built to divide us. Be guided by the little voice of God that's inside us. Never by the opinions of an outsider. Take ownership of your own shit and be your soul's proprietor. And I ain't lying, I cross my heart, hope to dying. Bear this cross, float to Zion. Slingshot third eye, woke the giant. Y'all sleep though, y'all don't hear me. I'm from my heart with the speech though, they gotta feel me. I just can't go with the status quo, God forbid me. And my God, if I'm wrong, may my God forgive me. My God.
My God. Can't beat it. That's deep. You cannot beat that. My God. Carnegie Kid. My brother out of Brooklyn, New York. That's deep, my brother. Shout out to New York. Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to the Bronx. Shout out to everyone out there. Definitely. This your boy, OG Tiger Lee. I want you to come bullshit with me tonight here on For the Record Radio. Hit the line, 929-477-2425. Let's talk about it tonight. Freedom of speech. Does it become, when does it become a censorship issue? This can go a whole lot of different ways, you know. Did Ye have a right to say what he said? Did he have a right to verbally speak the way he spoke, you know? I feel a man as a man, you know, I'm an OG. I've lived my life. I've been through a few things. I'm not a child. I was always taught to believe that as a grown-up, you can say what you want to say when you want to say it. But you also have to remember that in your speaking, being aware and conscious of the people that are around you. Now, let me say this in regards to Ye. This brother, here's where you mess up at. Because the people that own the record companies and all these different people are having to be Jewish people. I'm not saying they're all Jewish, but a whole lot of them are. So why would you upset the apple cart, so to speak? And did you always have these sorts of thoughts and feelings toward these people, or these something that just come up? Because let me tell you something. As a black man, it's a hurtful thing for someone to tell you they hate you because of the color of your skin, or because you have another nationality, another race, or something like that there. That's a hurtful thing. Did the man have the right to speak his mind and say what he wanted to say? When does these things dwindle down into the music industry where they start to censor more music? I remember a point in time back in the 80s when they tried to do that. See, this can go a whole lot of ways. So let's talk about it tonight. Call in. This is one topic. We may have other topics tonight as well. Let me make you aware of that. I have a special co-host coming on tonight. I'm looking forward to her being here. Sugar Mama, I'm looking for her to be here. As a matter of fact, let's see if Sugar Mama might be on the line right now. Sugar Mama, you there? Hello? It doesn't sound like Sugar Mama's available right now. All right, well, no problem. No issues. When she gets here, we'll definitely bring her in. We'll definitely introduce her. But for the time being, the topic tonight is censorship. The topic tonight is the right to speak your piece, the right to say what you want to say. Do you have a right? What about on your job? Do you have a right to say what you want to say on your job? I mean, in this society, you do have to be conscious of other people's thoughts and feelings on certain
Hello?
Things. I mean, it's...
Hello?
Hey, there it is. There it is. All right, callers, we got Sugar... listeners, we got Sugar Mama on the line. Sugar Mama, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell the people who you are and where you're from.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Miss Mia, a.k.a. Sugar Mama. That's me. I'm in Minnesota. Nice to speak to everybody tonight. I've been running late.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. We all run late sometime. You're here now. That's all that matters. See, you showed up. You know what they say, better late than never, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. For sure on that. For sure on that. Here's what I'm going to do, Sugar Mama. Now, I brought up a topic. The topic is censorship, basically, the First Amendment rights. Do we have a right to say what we want to say? And what we kind of talked about a little bit about Kanye, you know, but we're talking about in general, the public in general, you know, the things, you know, is it going to dwindle down into censorship? But here's what I want you to do. Hold on with the OG. I'm going to take a commercial break and let Gaza drop a little something hot on the people. You ponder that for a minute, and we'll be right back in 2 and 2. Gaza, bust something on them real quick.
Girl, Kali Ray. Y no me olvido de la calentura, bajo la frisa nuestras aventuras. Como yo te besaba una locura, contigo sentía que la relación está segura. La baby cae pero anda con finura, a nuestra vida le pone estructura, y de nosotros nunca tuve dudas. ¿Cómo lo hacemos? Así que baby regresa, quiero besarte con delicadeza y acariciar tu cuerpo.
En mi calle pero anda con finura. A nuestra vida le pone estructura. Y de nosotros nunca tuve dudas. ¿Cómo lo hacemos? Jamás pensé que volvería a repetir, pero a ti te encontré, aquí siempre estaré. Esto te lo prometo a ti. No necesito ninguno, como el primero yo quiero ser tu único. Llegaste en un momento oportuno y no puedo sacarte de mi mente. Y cuando tú estás quiero tenerte de frente, decirte todo y comerte lentamente. Quiero probar eso.
Tonight, that's what this is. That's what it is. This is Cali Rain with Anthemos. For sure, for sure. Definitely appreciate that. I appreciate all music forms of music. I don't care. You know, artistry is artistry. I might not necessarily ride down the block, you know, bumping country music or nothing, but there's some country music I appreciate, and some of it's coming out kind of hard nowadays. But anyway, this be your boy, OG Tiger Lee. We're going to go ahead and get back into the topic real quick. My special co-host for the evening, Sugar Mama, is in
Sugar
with
Mama.
Us. Sugar Mama, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to toss this topic around. Say for about another 5-10 minutes. And since you are my special co-host tonight, I'm going to go ahead and flip it on them. We're going to have a dual topic tonight, okay?
Okay.
Because I want to see where your mindset is at, and we're going to have you drop a topic on tonight
all
for
right.
the listeners to listen to, all right? So let me ask you real quick before we let me have your opinion in regards to what the first topic is in regards to
freedom of speech.
The freedom of speech and, you know, First Amendment rights. How do you feel about those sorts of things, especially with what's going on with Ye nowadays?
Well, I feel like you should be able to say whatever you want to say. But there is a time and place for everybody, and I think everybody deserves to be respected. So I'm a little torn on this topic because I have issues with having freedom of speech, basically, because there are a lot of people that just feel like they can say whatever they want to say, however they want to say, to whoever they want to say. And I'm not okay
for
with
sure.
that all the time.
For sure. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the man is a billionaire, let me say that, and speaking about Ye, because he's a billionaire, do you think that sometimes people have a little money that they think they can get away with more than the average person? Do you think he got too big-headed?
No, I feel like he should be able to say whatever he wants to say. Personally.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to agree with it, but it doesn't mean he
right.
can't say it.
I agree 100% with that, definitely. You know, I think everybody, you know, as a grown-up, that's one of my models. You can't tell me how to speak now. I'm going to say what I want to say, whether you like it, that's your problem. But at the end of the day, I'm OG Tiger Lee. I'm gonna say the fuck I want when the fuck I want. It ain't a goddamn thing a motherfucker gonna do about it. That's period. You feel
say
what I'm saying?
Say a little louder so the people in the back can hear. Say it one more time.
You understand me. You feel what I'm saying? Let me say it one more time for the people that did not hear me the first time. I'm a grown motherfucking man. I'm 56 years old. I have paid my fucking dues in this society. So anytime I open my mouth to say anything, I have a right to say what the fuck I want to say. And I don't give a motherfuck if a motherfucking nigga like it or don't like it. Ain't a damn thing a motherfucker going to do about it because I can stand on mine. So when I open my mouth to speak, and see, I don't say shit, but see here, let me digress for a brief moment here, Sugar Mama.
Okay.
Because I want to say this as well. I'm not a vindictive, hurtful type of person. So even though I can come out of my mouth and do that, I still have enough respect for those around me not to do that. I'd rather have more friends in my life than enemies. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. My point.
So, you know, and a lot of times with that kind of attitude makes you a bitter person. What the fuck I got to be bitter about?
Exactly.
You feel me? So,
yes.
Yeah, I can definitely say what the fuck I want
to
do.
I'm going to say what I want to say. I try to be respectful to most people all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say I've never been a little out of pocket a few times. I should have
right.
toned it down. Instead, I turned it up.
Right.
I've done that. So,
right.
So I've done that. So I'm not going to say I'm perfect, but I will say
right.
that, you know, respect goes a long way. You know what I'm saying? So just because you feel like you can say what you want, it ain't nothing wrong with that. But it's a certain way you talk to people. You know, respecting people is saying you can say what you got to say without being disrespectful to people. And so as
definitely.
Far as Kanye, I say that man can say whatever he want to say. I'm going to say what I want to say. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen to him. People follow Kanye because they like the shit he's doing, say.
Yeah.
If they didn't, they wouldn't follow him. He would not be as popular as in the, he like lit right now. Because
the man wouldn't be a billionaire. The man came from nothing and a billionaire.
Exactly.
So, you know, and everybody always knows, he's in that Donald Trump, but we ain't going to get into that tonight neither. You know, he's in that vein. They think alike in a whole lot of areas. So I understand why he, you know, like minds think alike. You feel me?
And
yeah, for sure. But I'm like you, you know. I'm just like you. At the end of the day, even though I can say what I want to say, and there's been instances, you know, motherfuckers know not to cross a certain line because I'm the type of motherfucker. I ain't got to put my hands on you, even though I can. My mouth alone will fuck you up. I mean, I'm telling you what it
exactly.
is. I'm a real street nigga. Don't play with me. You get your fucking feelings hurt. I'll take the life out of you by speaking to you, so don't fuck with me. Period.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's my point. You know, you can cut somebody with your tongue.
Man,
for real.
They don't know.
Literally,
the words.
And I mean that. Words are forever. You can't take that shit back. You can say I'm sorry a million times, but you can't take shit you say back. So it doesn't matter. Oh, I'm sorry. That shit don't. You know, you got to be a real sincere person for somebody to believe it. I'm sorry. You know, for me, that means I just got to watch you a little more.
That's all. That's all. Yeah, I'm going to keep my eye on you. It ain't going to be the same.
It
ain't going to never be the same after that.
But I already know that I got to watch you pay a little more attention over there because I'm sorry. That turns into from I'm sorry to a habit. You know,
that's it.
You get comfortable saying it. So it happens constantly.
You teach
exactly.
people how to treat you, period. Sugar Mama, here's what we're going to do. We gonna
what's
come. I'm gonna spin this. I'm gonna have Gaza drop this tune on the people. Take a quick little commercial break. Then we gonna come back and we gonna get prepared for your topic. So get it ready. Let's drop it on the people as soon as we come back. We gonna drop Notes 82 on them out of New York, the New York Times. That's the name of this cut. Notes 82. Gaza, drop it on them real quick.
We must allow our city to function. We threw $11 trillion at COVID. So the day has come when we must learn to be smarter, live with COVID, and ensure that we protect everyday New Yorkers, and that is what I'm going to do.
The New York Times. The New York Times. The New York Times. Believe it or not, I wake up early in the morning out here chasing that guap. That respect is more inspected, painting pictures you are. Too aggressive, not accepting different keys to these bars. Not Alicia Swizzy, either pumping music in arms of deadly. Alec Kelly when I'm writing these lines, creating visions for the people, blood rooted and grind. About time I took the essence, turned my passion to wine. Take time to build a legacy, created a lane. I watch the legends really do, we can't push out to these things. That's game, you see the difference on the mission, no fame. I just step inside the booth and give the coaches some game. That's game, I'm going fishing on a mission, I'm out. I did enough to show you hustle, what the fussing about. I would never sell my soul, tap dancing for clout. It's the way you lose your passion, cause you eager to sprout. And that's the New York Times, the New York Times, the New York Times,
We can see these pictures, it's obviously something devastating has happened, and again, unconfirmed report, a plane has crashed into one of the towers there.
The takeover, the break's over. City on my shoulder like the old one hover. Tell them take a seat, you see the hate's a locomotive. You see I got the bag, I'm never pressed cause I'm a soldier. See me looking good, red carpet, fashion over. Nope, I could really move in the room full of vultures. I don't do this Facebook shit, these rappers posters. Acting like you tough on the post, I will expose ya. Yeah, I heard that book back talk, what's in my backpack? Grinding like I'm stuck on a block fire that's hazmat. All these rappers claiming they nice, these rappers whack whack. Wanna keep the culture alive, then you should fall back. Hearing that you really outside, I done that. Really social media plugs, nothing but key taps. Running like a hamster in circles, you gotta fix that. Rappers really claiming these bars without a charge, black. And I'm back, but I never fell off. Beyond a life is something special, you can hand me the cross. Persecuted by the people, delivered to God. You see, I thirst for the culture, our disciples with bars. And they still say I'm conscious, needle stuck in my arm. You see, the game is in my bloodline, concrete deep. Fuck toasting to the good life, I'm here to just eat. Cause sleep is the cousin of death, life is deep. Survival in the jungle is real, ask the sheep. The rules really playing with karma, ask the street. I'm here to give you lessons, so listen, take a seat. I'm really about the culture, my man, I never sleep.
I walk in every room as myself. I don't walk in any room as anyone else. I'm not cowering, I'm not speaking soft, I'm not... My voice doesn't change, it sounds exactly the same way. I'm walking as myself and proud.
Yo.
Yeah, there it is right there. That's Nuts 82 and New York Times. Yeah, we know about them New York Times for sure, for sure. Definitely appreciate God for spinning the beats tonight. Definitely, for sure on that. Shout out to him. Shout out to my whole team here at For the Record Radio. We have a show every night, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 8 o'clock p.m. out on the East Coast, and 5 o'clock p.m. out on the West Coast. Speaking of the West Coast, before I go further, let me give a shout out to the people out on the West Coast. They did have an earthquake earlier out there. We just want to show some love to them out there and let them know that we're thinking about them. They are definitely in our thoughts and our prayers, those out there in the San Jose area. This is a shout out from me to you, OG Tiger Lee. We love you here at For the Record Radio. This is where the independent artist matters the most. Here what we're about to do. Tiger Lee going to sit back. Sugar Mama, you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Dropping on them, Mama.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay,
Drop it on.
I'm here. Okay, so in the beginning I wanted a different topic. I'm going to stay on topic with the disrespect and the freedom of speech. But for me, it's with the young adults, teenagers to anything under 30, 40 years old to me is just outright teenagers, young women, disrespectful. I'm grown. That's their favorite word is I'm grown. But grown people don't disrespect their elders. You raised different, especially if you know you raised different. But your whole thing is, I don't care. I don't care who you are. If you say something to me I don't like, I'll talk to you any kind of way you want to. I don't understand that. Right, this kind of hits me at home, so I get a little emotional with this here. It's just, it's
for
hard
sure.
to deal with people. When for me, it's like, I feel like I'm being disrespected because you get passes, because you're family. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to beat the hell out of you like you're a damn stranger to me because I can and because I'm in the street. Why would I do that to you? You know what I'm saying? Why would I put our family out like that? But to be disrespected like that in the street by a young adult, that's what I'm going to say, a young adult. To disrespect any adult like that in the street and you to hold, and for me, it just hold my tongue because I'm not going to act like that in the street. But it's a part of me that's been so close to going to jail. To where, you know, I'm not going to do this because I don't want to spend the night in jail for beating the hell out of somebody else's fucking kid.
Right.
I have grown sons, and I've never been disrespected by them. And I've never had anybody come tell me that your sons are disrespected. But the young ladies out here, they don't respect themselves and no damn body else.
For sure. I agree. I'm 100% with you on all of that. See, let me say this, Sugar Mama, to jump in with you. I think we have to blame, and I digress a little bit when I say this, we have to blame some of the rules that society has changed on us. See, I grew up in a generation where a kid knew their place. When grown folks were in the living room speaking, you didn't have your behind up in there with your ears open. You understand? You didn't look down people's mouths. You liable to get slapped in the mouth, you know what I'm saying? You get slapped in the mouth talking back, those sorts of things, you know? I grew up in a generation where a belt didn't hurt you. A belt was meant to teach you something. You understand what I'm saying? And they've gotten away from all that. They've gotten away to where they can call the police. I'll call the police on you. Those sorts of things.
Well, they didn't come for me because I tell their ass, call the fucking police. Call them.
Call
and when
them.
They get to my door, I tell them, take them the fuck with you. Because if I can't discipline them and tell them what to do in my house, they don't need to fucking be here.
Amen. 100. 100 on that. That's keeping it buck. I pay the cost to be the boss in this motherfucker. I pay for you to
listen. These are just words. I had a neighbor that called the police on me every time I yelled at my son. Now, mind you, I have four boys. They run and jump and flip all day. But when you moved in, you knew that you was moving next door to somebody with four kids. But you call the police on me every day. They came to my door and told me, we're going to have to call child protection or we're going to do this. Your kid's going to be taken. I told my kids, come here. Get your coats and shoes on. And they like, where are we going? I said, with them. They said, oh, no, man, we can't do that. Oh, yes, the fuck you can. You come here and tell me that I can't yell at my kids? Get their ass and take them to fuck with you right now. Can't do that. All they can do is come and threaten you. I ain't for the threats. I ain't for none of that shit.
I feel you on that. See, I grew up in a neighborhood where if we get in the house getting yelled at, you know, and I definitely, being a man now, I was a little ornery. Most boys are ornery, and most boys do need to be yelled at. But ladies, stay in your place. It's not happening in your home. It's happening over here on our property, minding our business. You don't see nobody getting whooped, beat down, and all this old stuff. So, kids need to be yelled at in a stern manner sometimes. You understand what I'm saying? See, I grew up where there was a difference between, and you know, I'm not racist, so let me first digress when I say this, but there was a difference a lot of time between white kids and black kids. See, white kids was calling their mamas bitches and throwing temper tantrums and all that. No. Never happened in our neighborhood, in our household. Never. You understand what I'm saying? So
yes,
I feel you 100%.
And that's my point right there. That's my point right there. How are you going to, you can't tell me how to raise my kids when your kids telling you to shut up or they going to tell their dad.
For sure, like you give a fuck. I don't give a damn who you tell.
I'm gonna, if you don't do what I say, I'm gonna tell dad on you. The fuck type of shit is that?
Real talk, real talk.
Three or four times, I don't give a fuck.
Real talk. Hey, Sugar Mama, let's go ahead and jump to our first caller tonight. Let's bring one of the callers in on the line. Come on and bullshit with me, OG Tiger Lee. Caller, tell us who you are, what it is you do, and where you're from.
Green is the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jesus, CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network. I'm calling from sunny Mesa, Arizona. I'm loving the conversation. I'm loving the interaction with you and the co-host. I'm loving how y'all keeping it real.
There it is. I definitely appreciate that, my brother. I definitely appreciate it. For the record, 100. That's what we're about here at For the Record Radio. You know, we're about the people.
Amen.
Over here. You know what I'm saying? It's not just about the music. It's about the people. You understand? So, you know, let me go ahead. Let me ask you, since you like our topic, how do you feel about what we're talking about right now?
I feel great, man. And y'all expounding on a lot of the issues going on in America. We don't talk anymore. And because we're not talking, we just shooting people. People are getting shot from the wrong reasons, and the right conversations are not coming about because we're not having them. So we need more radio shows just like For the Record Radio, talking about what's going on in society, not just being about it, actually bringing it to a mission and actually making it happen.
Absolutely, 100% on that. I tell you what. You're a spokesman for For the Record Radio now, so go ahead, put the word out. Shout out. 7 days a week we here. 7 o'clock
Amen.
P.m. on the Central, 8 o'clock P.M. on the East, and 5 o'clock P.M. on the West. We about the people. Tell them tap in. You know the number, 929-477-2425. Sugar Mama, go ahead and introduce yourself to the pastor here.
How you doing, Pastor? I'm Sugar Mama. That's me.
How you doing, Queen?
How you doing?
I feel
tonight?
Good.
I'm doing great.
I'm feeling great.
Great.
I'm on fire for God, and I'm really pumped up. Y'all got my energy going. We got to get it together.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Amen.
Yes,
it's good you holding down the brother as a co-host. That's real good. Brothers need women to support them. Very important. I can't stress that enough. So I'm on for the rest of the day. I'm all in. 10 toes.
Yeah, that, you know, we got to, in the worst part is that me being one of the elders in my family, I don't even know how to come at, I mean, I know how to come at them, but there's just a few people that I just feel like if it was up to me, it would be different. You know what I'm saying? They,
Amen.
You can't talk to them because they don't hear you. They're too busy yelling at you and filling in your words before you can get them out of your mouth. You can't even say what you need to say to them because they already trying to tell you what you're trying to say to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100% on that. Yes. Pastor, let me ask you a
yes,
question.
Sir.
How do you feel about... you know, and I, you know, I apologize for cussing, but the badass kids that are out here in this world today, how do you feel? I mean, how much of this do you deal with on a day-to-day basis? You understand what I'm saying? You know,
deal with it every day, man. My phone does never stop ringing, and I'm always in a fire putting something out. So I understand. I was born in radio. When I was 3 months, I was supposed to enter radio for 30 minutes. Well, I'm staying for 3 hours. This is my life. This is what I do.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love it. You know, you remind me of the passage of Scripture, since you're a pastor. See, I grew up in church, too, and I also know that in church there's a whole bunch of unruly bad kids because I was one of them, and I was a pastor's child. You understand what I'm saying? It's me, and I got 9 other brothers and sisters, so you can imagine. But nevertheless, we was in church. Sunday morning, amen, we was there. Sunday evening, we was there. You understand? Mom and Dad did their own church service on Tuesday evening. They had Bible bands.
Come on. On
Friday evening, we had church again. And then sometimes we went all week. Let there be a revival. You might go a week and a half every night of the week. You understand? You going to school the next day tired as I don't know what. You understand?
Yeah,
every chance you got, you show out a little bit. You understand? But that passage of scripture is in the passage where it says, Proverbs 3:5-6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he gets old, he will not depart from it. See,
yes,
I am living proof of that. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you, I was a teenager. I did a lot of things. Well, I spent 24 years in prison, and I'm a pastor's child. You understand? I even preached.
Amen.
At one point in time. You feel what I'm saying? This is my story.
Oh, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Amen.
I've been out in the trenches and doing the dirt and sold the dope and doing all these different things. You know what I'm saying? I've done some things. You understand what I'm saying? But one thing that I never got away from is always that teaching that my mama had me in that church on Sunday mornings. You understand? That Bible school, Sunday school. We had to be there. You the pastor's child.
I made you one, bro. We still living off Granny's present. We don't even know it. I'm talking about the foxhole prayers when everything was like it's not gonna work, and Granny called you and say we got the lights on. I'm the old.
There it
man.
Is. There it is. Right there. See, I know miracles. I know miracles. I believe in miracles. I done seen all sorts of things, you know. But these, I believe that there's hope for the youth. You understand?
Yeah.
Even though there's a lot of unruly. And just like you say, Pastor, we need to get back to the conversation. What are we doing to help? What are we doing to guide, so to speak? You feel what I'm saying? And I'm talking on the female side of things too, Sugar Mama. You know, it's not just about men. It's about the men and the women. It's about the youth overall.
Right.
You know?
And I understand that, but what do you do when there's nothing else to do? I'm in a position where I have a family member that when I say on site, what y'all hear? That's how I feel, on site. And I don't want to be that auntie, but I've been pushed to the point where all I can see is that there's nothing that I can do but treat her like she's somebody that ain't related to me at this point, because that's how she talks to me. And I've given passes after passes, and I really think that I honestly believe that she thinks she can whoop my ass. So that's why she keeps doing what she does. And that's how I feel. I feel like she thinks she can whoop my ass, so one of us gonna have to show each other something.
For sure.
You know, and I feel bad because I'm the oldest. And I'm like, these are my nieces. You know, I got to show them something different. But shit, you know, how much do you have to endure before different comes around, before she can see different? I believe that sometimes that's exactly what they need. They need that ass whooping. They need to get that ass whooping so they can be like, oh, now I remember what my mama was talking about. Oh,
that's
now I remember why my granny said, respect your elders.
Amen.
Because I believe that she believes she can whoop me.
Amen.
Yeah,
that's what I think she believes.
That's it.
I told her, I'm 5'1". I have four sons.
Oh,
three of them over 6'4".
Oh, wow.
And never.
For sure.
And they've been 6 feet since they was 12. And never would they disrespect me. My sons know I don't play games like that. They know that. Trust me. Don't even stand up when you talk to me because I feel like you're looking over me. Sit down so we can have some eye contact. And I know it sounds hard, but like I said, I have four big ass. My oldest three sons at 12 years old, they towered over me.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And people be like, you don't want your kids? They got to be scared of somebody. And it may as well be me.
See, it's a matter of respect, though. It's a different kind of fear. It's a different kind of fear, though, baby.
And listen, sometimes some people don't get the message like that. Some people need you to knock some sense in their head. Because Because everybody right. don't get it just, you can't verbally tell everybody everything. And I found out that that's the position I'm in. I can't just keep saying things.
Right.
I have to react.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Pastor, let me ask you.
Yes, sir.
You have any shout-outs you want to give out tonight?
Yeah, man, I surely do, and I definitely want to shout this platform and radio show out because y'all bringing the reality back. You just heard the sister telling y'all about how it used to be. People can get itchy trigger fingers at 3 o'clock in the morning and not expect somebody to show up at their house, and we have GPS now. So you have to be careful of what you say, how you say it, and when you say it, and where you say it. So, I mean, this is reality.
Amen.
I love this broadcast. I love what you're doing. You're bringing real radio back to the internet. That's real, bro. And I'm stepping out the way. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. And you can call me directly at 602-478-1619. That's 602-478-1619. I'm eager to hear what you feel. Because if we don't talk about it, we can't do nothing about it. That's it, bro. I'm with you today on the show. Thank you.
Definitely appreciate it. Hey, do me a favor. I want you to go ahead with that phone number and drop that on the For the Record Radio website. Drop your name. Let them know who you are. Drop your name. And also, because we definitely appreciate the support. And anytime we can get the support that people are like-minded like we are, we definitely latch on to that. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
We got to stick together.
Amen.
Do that.
Hey, man, I'm doing it right now, sir.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Here, I have a song. I definitely appreciate you calling in. Much love to you, Pastor, for show, for show. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Definitely on that, my brother. For sure. Now,
Amen.
I have a song that I think you're going to absolutely enjoy. It's a brother out of Minnesota. His name is Louis Blaze. Black Lives Matter.
Black lives matter. All lives matter.
All lives matter.
You matter.
You
I matter.
Matter.
But black lives matter. See, when I say black lives matter, it is not to disintegrate any other race because skin tone is just a shade. Different colors, but all of color. Living different lives, but we all have lives and we all matter. But black lives matter. You see, black and brown people for some reason have been treated differently. We could take it back to the 16th century when we were being shipped overseas, see? There was this man who spoke to me in my dream. He told me to follow the dream. Go create a scheme that'll prevent another dead team. And that's why black lives matter, I mean. Would it matter to you if people you easily compare to keep dying around you? And you similar thinking you can die too? Tell me you won't try to take a stand. I'm not racist, I'll shake a hand and make a friend. I understand that we both are woman and man, but black lives matter again. Why? They just shot another brother again. It put me in complete attack mode, ready to attack those ones who pretend we don't matter when our lives do matter. But see, I'd rather live together in peace than fall apart from hate. Though it is a shame there are many that would hate every word in this poem, I wonder why it took this long to realize black lives matter. I wonder why some of my own brothers don't recognize our lives matter. All over the mentality I have to eat, even if I have to squeeze. You see, I had a scheme that the man in my dream told me to create. Till I looked up and another life was being taken away. And another booked away. And that's why black lives matter. I look at today and see blinded youth, more lies than truth. All lies are truly worthy to be appreciated. I don't feel appreciated, so I gotta make a change. Well, I say again, with a raised fist and a picket sign, easily recognized with 42 million behind me, y'all agreeing to the fact that our lives are black and we matter. You matter. I matter, all lives matter, but black lives matter. You see, majority of the minority that go to prison or end up being sent to the heaven's gates. I'm just trying to set the record straight that black lives matter. And it seems majority of the majority would just ignore our speeches. But even though it seems we march for no reason, you can still find me outside, even in winter season, at the top of my lungs screaming, black lives matter. Over and over. And over, until we find closure, or at least come closer to equal treatment. No need for policemen to strap up like we come to start a war. Why? Because all that does is start a war. And I see a war has begun. But war is not the way we'll be able to escape this madness. I'm just asking if you can understand this definition of Black Lives Matter. And our true mission of Black Lives Matter is to eliminate the resentment in Black Lives That Matter, that go spread the message that Black Lives Matter. You see, I thought I had a scheme that the man in my dream told me to create. Till he appeared in another dream one day. It reminded me that they're eyeing me, so try to be careful because they don't care for you. Mm. Apparently lives don't matter. Not until that life is shattered. But before that life is shattered, we need to realize that we do matter. You matter. I matter. All lives matter. But what is more urgent is that Black Lives Matter. Matter.
What is more urgent is that Black Lives Matter. My brother out of Minneapolis, I couldn't have said it better myself. Definitely appreciate that. That is definitely one of my favorite. I call that poetry. That's definitely true poetry. Black Lives Matter. Louis Blaze. That's not to discriminate against any other race or color, but at this point in time, Black lives do matter. This your boy, OG Tiger Lee. Come bullshit with me here every Tuesday night here on For the Record Radio. Hit my line, 929-477-2425. We lit right now. We about to go into overtime. So let me tell my callers, do me a favor. Don't hang up the line, because when we go into overtime here at 8 o'clock p.m. my time, and whatever time it is where you're at, in about 5 minutes. If you lose, you ain't going to be able to call back in. We in the overtime. Stay on the line. I want to hear from everybody tonight. This be your boy, OG Tiger Lee, my special guest, Sugar Mama. Definitely appreciate your wisdom. Y'all. Definitely appreciate the knowledge, girl. You bringing it tonight, for sure on that. Here what I want to do. We got a line of callers. So, Sugar Mama.
Do we?
Yes. We are lit.
Okay.
So, let's go ahead and get to the next caller.
Okay.
Caller, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Man, it depends on who asking, man, and when they asking it, man. You know, I'm a man of many, man of many, many feats, man.
my brother. Yeah, I was wondering. You know, I told you, you a staple on Tuesday nights. You know you got to call in. You know what it is.
Man, I try to be a staple here tonight, but we can't win them all, man. What's going on, big
dog? Yeah, for sure. I feel you on that. My brother, Buddy Madison, go ahead. Tell the people what it is you do here on For the Record Radio and drop your social media on them real quick.
Oh, well, what I do here on For the Record, man, I run this show, man. It's Saturday, fast show called What's To It, man. We tap in, we figure out what's to it. What's to you? What's to what you doing? Where you from? The whole nine, man. Here on For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most, man. I'm your host, Boss Buddy, man, Mr. Madison himself, man. Every Saturday you can catch me at What's To It, my show, man.
For the Record Radio, where the independent artists matter the most. You heard it here with OG Tiger Lee. Tap in, tune in. I'm telling you, you're a lot. It's a good time, for sure. I try not to miss it. I'm going to guarantee you on that on Saturday evening. So tune in with my brother, Mr. Buddy Madison, for sure. Mr. Producer, this brother here, he's about it. I'm going to tell you, it's a good show. What's to it? And that's what he's going to ask you. What's to it? So let me ask you tonight. First, let me introduce you to Sugar Mama. Sugar Mama, go ahead and say hello to my brother. Say hello to my brother here on For the Record Radio, Mr. Buddy Madison.
Hello, Mr. Buddy Madison. This is me, Sugar Mama.
Sugar Mama, what's going on with it, my baby? How you feeling?
I'm feeling wonderful, and yourself?
Man, I can't complain. It ain't going to fix a motherfucking thing. Do you hear me?
I ain't going to fix shit. Nothing. Nothing.
For sure that. And just to let you know, this is the beautiful Red's mother-in-law. So mother-in-law, is that, am I right? Mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Did I get that right? Okay, this is beautiful Red's mother-in-law. Yeah, so she's definitely tuning in tonight, and she's co-hosting with me tonight, my brother. And I just thought I'd mention that because shout out to the beautiful Red for providing her mother-in-law.
Shout out to the beautiful Red, man. That's
yeah,
good, man. That's good.
Sure.
So we gonna call.
You feel what I'm saying?
I'm gonna switch it up. I don't mean it. This ain't no disrespect, and I mean this in the most endearing way I could possibly mean it. I'm gonna call you Mama without the sugar. I'ma just call you Mama.
Mama.
Just don't call me Mama.
I'ma call your Mama. I'ma call your Mama. We can keep the sugar.
I hope you was listening to the show, because you know I have no problem with beating young adults. And I whoop all my how you gonna know I love you if I don't put my hands on you?
You see what I'm saying? Hey, I knew she related to Red because Red beat niggas up. I knew y'all were related.
She always talk about it, ain't she?
Man.
She always trying to put hands on somebody.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with it if you're ready, you ain't.
But she's not a bully.
Right.
For sure.
For sure on that. For sure on that. Hey.
But what the topic was for tonight, though?
The topic
bad
tonight is the
young adult.
Tell him what's
bad
your opinion on these badass kids.
Adult.
Disrespectful kids.
Always.
Get into it. Talk to him, Sugar
Disrespectful
Mama.
Disrespectful kids.
Yeah.
Disrespectful young people in general. They ain't got to be kids. Anything from 12 up, they have no respect for their elders, not for themselves, not for life, not for nothing.
Yeah, so we could go into this topic a couple of different ways, for real, for real. Cause
exactly.
It's a bunch of, I personally feel it's a bunch of varying factors to this shit, for real, for real. I ain't going to lie to you. But just to tie into the whole thing with the whole Kanye shit, for real, like, I feel like I'm going to be dead-ass honest. Like, I don't agree with what that man be doing half the motherfucking time or what he be saying none of the time. But on some real shit, the man basically just spoke on some shit that done been said 1,000 times. It's just he got the biggest platform right now, so the shit done got magnified to the point where, you know what I'm saying, the man basically ain't saying shit, but it's these certain class, this certain group of people that control every fucking thing, that control the what the check's getting wrote for. So they going to write the check for shorty them who run around with these motherfucking switches before they run around and write the check for the shorty who run around pumping books. You see what I'm saying? So the shit that the man really spoke on, it wasn't no lie, for real, bro. That's just like with TV. Like everything on TV now, they starting to sneak the ABC community and the shit on all the fucking TV shows now. That ain't no, that's not by accident, bro. That shit by design, bro. Like, that shit for real. And it's a certain group of people that's in control of that shit. From your TV show to your radio station to your songs to your biggest artists. And they're facts.
For sure.
To the schools.
For sure.
The schools.
To the schools.
And that's
I'm
even
fine.
In
that's,
the
that,
school.
That, the, shit, trickle all the way down. It trickle all the way down because the shit in the schools, too. So,
yeah,
I mean,
that's
I mean,
whole...
And look.
Let me say
you can't
this.
Even tell the schools you don't want your kids to take these classes. They tell you if you don't want your kids in them classes, homeschool them.
Let's say, hey, here's
you see what
I want to do. Don't get too deep. Wait a minute. Let me stop you right there. This is OG Tiger Lee. Let me shut you down right there, and I'm going to tell you why. I want you to save a little of that. I'm loving it.
Okay.
I'm enjoying it, but I'm going to tell you why I'm doing that. Sugar Mama, you think you can tap in again next week?
I definitely will.
Here's what I want to do. That's our topic next week,
okay.
the dumbing down of the youth of America. I like what you're talking about. Let's bring that next week.
Man, that shit a real
can
thing,
we,
bro. That shit a real thing.
Let's do
everybody
it.
Bent,
it's let's
definitely,
do it, bro.
It's definitely
everybody
real.
Getting bent out of shape, bro. Everybody getting bent out of shape about what the man's saying instead of paying attention to what the man's saying. Just like this Charles White nigga. He is the weirdest motherfucker I ever heard or ever seen in my fucking life, bro. But I promise to God, the man remind me of my fucking granddaddy, bro. Because he's saying this shit
right.
That needs to be said. He just ain't saying. He just ain't coddling a motherfucker while he's saying it.
That's what's up.
And,
for sure on that.
And that's what it is. People just can't take shit wrong. You know, if
man,
you, like
and
I
that's
said,
the thing, too, bro.
You,
that's the thing.
It ain't what you
Ma,
say.
Everybody, they watering
said,
shit down out here, bro.
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about next week, a whole lot of that, the dumbing down, not only the youth of America, America in general, because, you know, I mean,
just period, bro, because it's deeper than the kids, bro. It's deeper than the kids,
yeah,
because the kids
I'm
looking at motherfuckers older than them, bro. And it's motherfuckers that's older than the kids that ain't bought them, that can't buy a motherfucking clue that these kids looking
for
up
sure.
to.
For sure on that. Let me remind my callers real quick. Don't hang up on me. Everybody's opinion matters. I want to hear it. This is a good topic. We having a good show. For sure, for sure. My brother Buddy Madison is going in tonight. Sugar Bob, you brought it out in him tonight.
That's a real shit. That's a real shit, bro.
What?
Motherfucker ain't trying to go in. I ain't trying to do too much. I ain't trying to preach, bro. That's just real shit for real. I ain't going to flex.
That's real shit.
This coming
it
from a nigga who
shit.
Outside in this shit for real. This coming from a motherfucker who been in this shit for real on my soul. This shit a real thing out here.
And listen, you know what's crazy? The same shit you saying right now, if Kanye said it, it would be all plastered over the news. It would be the worst thing ever.
That's why I spoke on it, because that's exactly what's happening right now. The man just got a big ass platform. He spoke on this shit. So now is you like y'all pay attention to how these people banding together and putting a stop to all this man motion, trying to stop all his shit. We can't come together and do shit but talk about another motherfucker. You hear what I'm saying? Too?
And I said that earlier. I said, you know, that man came from nothing and became a billionaire.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. As a race, bro, I ain't going to lie to you, my nigga. Like, niggas been lost. We lost already, bro. This shit over with for real. Because motherfucker got they got a motherfucker right where they need a motherfucker at, right where they want a motherfucker at. The programming has been successful.
If you
ain't smart enough to see in between that shit or know the difference of that shit, boy, your ass shit out of luck out here. You going to hell in a hand basket, man.
Yeah, we definitely targeted people for sure on that. Shoot, we, you know, on one side it's another race shooting bucking at us, and on the other side it's our own race bucking at us all
bad.
The time. It's bad, man. You feel what I'm saying? You can't even walk. I mean, when you can walk down your neighborhood and feel comfortable, you felt safe getting to your own neighborhood. Now, you shit.
Nope.
Going to your own damn neighborhood now. Like, what the hell done happened? You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, shit is definitely different. Definitely different. We definitely going to touch on that that topic next round of America, period. That's what we're going to do. Here's what I want to do. I want to play a cut. And my brother Buddy, you lit. I wish we could go on all night. You know that. You lit.
You already know.
Yeah, for sure. But you know how we got to do here on For the Record Radio. You know what it is. So we're going to cut this one short, save some of that for next week. You already know I expect you to call in. So for sure on that. So definitely tap in. The dumbing down of America. My brother, much love. I definitely appreciate you calling in. We lit here on For the Record Radio. Sugar Mama, hold tight. We about to play a song from an Iowa artist, and we're going to get right back to you callers. Callers, don't hang up. Hang in there with us. Gotham, let's get it.
Been a minute, time to get it off my chest. I've been acting like I'm cool, but I've been really close to death. I've been crying, they don't notice, cause there ain't no tears left. I can't even feel emotion, less that drink up in my cup. This ain't what I really want, I got everything I need, but I just don't feel like enough. Man, I can't even breathe, and when them times get rough, I got a hold of my chin. They only care about where you're headed, they don't care where you've been. Brothers and I'll probably never see them again. They alive but they ain't right when I needed them then. Fuck blood, I got family who started our friends. This my movie, I direct how this shit gon' end. Yeah. I know life's a bitch and then you die, but I don't wanna see you cry. I know life's a bitch and then you die, but I don't wanna see you cry. Trying but it's feeling like I'm fucking up. I'm the man. Top and they know what's up. There's so many motherfucking days I wonder why. Starting to feel like the whole world against me. Ain't talking about the flesh because it's more about the energy. They had me sleeping and I woke and changed the frequency. Can't believe they had me at the bottom where the demons be. I couldn't solve a problem without a bottle of the energy. It was easy to pretend to be fine when I wasn't. Devil still confused. Went to church, the pastor said I was a special one. Seen the doc, she gave me pills that had me hella numb. I was walking around this bitch like a skeleton. I know life's a bitch and then you die, but I don't wanna see you cry. I know life's a bitch and then you die, but I don't wanna see you cry. Trying but it feeling like I'm fucking up. I remember at the bottom we was broke as fuck. Now we chilling at the top and they know what's up.
There it is. There it is right here from the Midwest, Iowa. Just to let you know what it is, we ain't all about just the corn. You understand what I'm saying? My brother Beak, I wonder why. You know, I wonder why sometimes myself. Sometimes it's best not to wonder why. You feel me? Sugar Mama, you still there with me? Oh, that was Bear. I apologize. Let me repeat that name. Bear was I Wonder Why. Yeah, my eyesight ain't what it used to be. You know I am an OG for a reason. Sugar Mama, you still with me?
Yes, I am OG.
All right, all right. Hey, call us again. Hey, get in there with us. Want to hear from every last one of you. Fun, fun, fun. It's a good topic. Learning a lot, definitely, for sure. Everybody's opinion matters here. On For the Record Radio on Come Bullshit with Me, OG Tiger Lee. Sugar Mama, let's go ahead. Let's get to our next caller. Caller, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do. Caller, you there? Okay, 651, are you there?
I don't know if nobody's here.
I don't think nobody is there. I wonder what happened. So we'll go to the next caller. Caller, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Yo, this is Taisha from Chicago.
What's up, Taisha from Chicago?
I want to give a shout out for the Record Radio.
Definitely appreciate
it. Sexy Head, Hayes the Great, and everybody else.
For sure, for sure. Well, OG Tiger Lee, definitely appreciate you calling in.
And
yeah, definitely.
And OG Tiger Lee.
Yeah, well, you know, I already knew you mentioned me. You called my show after all. You feel me?
You feel me? I want to hear some of that Hayes the Great shit.
You want to hear some of that Hayes the Great? Let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah, check
real
that
quick. Yeah, okay. Let God get it up. But while God's getting it up to get putting it together, let me ask you a quick question. I have Sugar Mama on the line. She's my co-host for tonight. Sugar Mama, introduce yourself to this young lady.
How you doing? I'm Sugar Mama. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How you doing tonight, Sugar Mama?
I'm good.
Let me ask you a question. Sugar Mama brought up a topic, these badass kids nowadays. What's your thoughts and opinions on that specific topic?
I didn't hear it. What you say now?
Okay. All right, Miss Aisha. Let me repeat myself. Sugar Mama brought up a good topic tonight, talking about these badass kids out here in society, the disrespectful youth that's out in society. What do you think about that specific topic? What's your opinion on it?
They need their ass whooped.
They're a little louder for everybody to hear.
They need their ass whooped. See, they weren't born like we was born, like we was raised up. We was getting our ass whooped with switches, bets, sticks, DJ 2000 babies. They crazy.
Whatever was handy, that's what we got our ass with to show on that. Yeah, and they're definitely crazy. Yeah, and that's it in a nutshell. They need their ass whooped. They need to go back to, you know, they need to.
They need their ass beat.
Period. They ought to let parents beat the hell out of their kids, in my opinion.
And, Tiger Lee, and I don't even have no kids. I got all nieces and nephews. I got stepkids.
But you around.
But I ain't got no kids of my own, but I. If I have kids on, I'm gonna beat their ass.
Well, you don't even have to have kids to see what's going on. You see what I'm saying?
They need you too. Responsibility. Goes. When they say take a village,
oh,
really
my nieces and nephews, I love each and every last one of them.
Uh huh. I love all
but
mine too, but I like
you
to punch them in the face.
Uh huh.
You feel me? Yeah, I love all of mine, but there's a few of them I like to take out in the backyard and say, "What you got about it? What it be about? You know what I'm saying?
Get one of them switches off the tree and beat their ass with it, and see how
it is. Some of them. Hey, the kind that whistles. You remember when they used to whistle before they hit your
mm-hmm.
ass and you knew it was coming?
Mm-hmm.
You better not bring that little switch in the house.
I knew better.
Shit, you bring that little switch in the house, Mama go out there, she getting a whole tree branch.
Huh. And then wrap it around with tape.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus. Yeah, stick to your ass when it pulls back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can't sit down for a whole 2 weeks.
Got your jeans and shit sticking to your ass.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, what the fuck? Wait a minute. You can't sit down. You in school. You can't sit down and shit. Motherfuckers looking at you like you got ants in your pants and shit. Nah, bitch, I just got my ass.
For sure. I was sent home from school to get an ass whooping by the principal, so I know what it is. Taisha.
I got my ass whooped by the principal, too. The teachers, too.
Yes,
with a paddle.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. For sure. I remember them days.
With a paddle.
Yes, but that's why we are.
They don't know nothing about that.
That's why we are who we are, and they are who they are. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
There is a big difference between the generations.
Yeah.
Taisha, I appreciate you calling in. Much love to you, my sister. You know you always welcome here on Oh Come Bullshit with me, OG Taisha. So,
for the record,
we're going to drop it on you. Call in next week. We got another topic for you, too, Taisha, the dumbing down of America.
Okay.
You got a whole week to think about it. Come and drop your opinion. I definitely appreciate what you had to say. You know what it is. Gaza, go ahead. Drop it up from Haiti the Great. Check that bag.
I see you motherfuckers that believe in Haiti the Great. But look at you now. Look at you now. I let that new right on me.
Going to get that bag,
and
I'm
make you
ready to
breakfast. And
the eyes never lie.
And you know what I'm
talking
about? Whoever's
with
you,
about
me
waiting on
that.
Ain't no stopping me.
Yeah.
Going to get that bag.
That bag.
My bitch, he bust that clock. She going to get that bag.
That bag.
He say he got it for the low. I'm going to get that
bag.
Blue faces on, hustle for to check
that bag. That bag.
Ain't no stopping me.
Me.
Going to get that bag.
That bag.
My bitch, he bust that clock. She going to get that bag.
That bag.
He say he got it for the low. I'm going to get that bag.
That bag.
Blue face.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
hustle,
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah,
bag. Going to get that bag.
Bag. Yeah, yeah.
I know you haters mad.
Yeah.
What you doing don't make sense.
Yeah.
That's why your pocket got
yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of lead.
Yeah, yeah.
He say I got it, I want it, so what's the tick?
Tick.
I get it, I weigh it. The family is hungry, so I stay in the kitchen.
Whip it.
Keep that pole, don't get the trigger.
Check.
I spit that heat, let's do some business.
Business.
Cut the check and be my witness.
Yeah.
Flow sicker than the AJ.
Yeah.
Don't get that bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't no stopping me.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that bag.
That bag.
My bitch, he bust that clock.
That clock.
She going to get that bag.
That bag.
He say he got it for the low. I'm going to get that bag.
That bag.
Receive the check, that bag, tax free. Chasing that bag.
surgery.
Jackson, Grant, and Frank. I make too many purges.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch my ass like a veggie, nothing but broccoli. I gotta get more on the marketplace, but it ain't Monopoly.
Yeah.
Hey, ruin this rap shit. You signed it.
Yeah.
Hey, even great, I'm tasting that bag. Great time to pop the seed.
Pop the seed.
My grave for me to use it under me. And I'm the ingredient.
Yeah.
Getting money.
Yeah,
brain,
yeah,
four,
yeah.
Three. Ain't no stopping me.
Yeah.
That
bag.
My bitch, he bust that clock.
That clock.
She going to get that bag.
That bag.
He say he got it for the low. I'm going to get that bag.
That bag.
Two faces on, rookie from Jesus. Take
that, that bag.
Ain't no stopping me.
Me.
I'm going to get that bag.
That bag.
My bitch, he bust that clock.
Clock.
She going to get that bag.
That bag.
He say he got it for the low. I'm going to get that bag.
That bag.
Blue faces on,
yeah,
rookie.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That bag.
OG Tiger Lee going to get that bag. Yes, yes, yes. That's Haiti the Great. Check,
yeah,
that bag. My brother
back
out of Chicago, Illinois, is another artist here on For the Record Radio, a host on Sunday night, the Great Bar Show. Tune in, same time, 7 o'clock p.m. On the Central Time, 8 o'clock p.m. out east, 5 o'clock
Yo.
P.m. out on the West Coast. Hello.
Yo.
Hello.
Yo.
Hello.
Hello.
Yo. Yeah.
Yo.
Yo.
Hello.
Yo.
Yo.
Who that?
Tell me who you are, what it is.
It's Haiti the fucking Great.
I already knew that's who it was. You only were,
you
only want to get away from pushing on me like that.
It's Haiti the Great. Hey, OG Travis, Mr. For the Record himself, man. I'm just trying to play with y'all for a little minute, man. You know. Because, you know, smiling is better than being sad. You know, I got my own show every Sunday called the Great Peace, Great Bar Show, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Central. Y'all call in. Y'all know whoever got bars, you feel me? I am Haiti the Great. They can find me, Haiti Baker, on Facebook. I'm Haiti the Great on Instagram. I'm Haiti the fucking Great on YouTube. What's going on, OG Tiger Lee? What's going on, world? I'm bullshit with the OG.
I'm blessed. I am blessed. My brother, Haiti the Great.
Oh, man.
A.K.A. O.G.
If I say yeah. We live from
show.
The trenches from the 745.
You already know. I know that's what it is. Hey, introduce yourself to my co-host tonight, Sugar Mama. Sugar
How
Mama,
you
go
doing,
ahead.
Sugar Mama? Sugar Mama, I am Haiti the Great. How you feeling today?
I'm doing great. I'm Sugar Mama. We got a good topic going tonight. You been listening?
Oh, I've been tuning in for a minute, man. Yes, I have.
You've been tuning in? So what you think about this topic?
Yeah. Boney, fuck with me. Yeah, you know we tuning in, man. Like what he said, man, was real kind of on point with what Buddy was saying, because, like, that's the main reason they're trying to shut him the fuck up. Any black people that's trying to teach somebody something and telling them something, they want to shut them the fuck up. Like, he was kind of like, let me tell you something. I don't know why black people is getting mad at him for doing some shit that's bogus, because it's a lot of black people that do a lot of fucked up shit, and we still fuck with them. You feel me?
Right.
Somebody made that dumb ass shirt. Don't nobody like the stupid fucking shirt. But let me tell you something. It's a fucking marketing genius business move. You see what I'm saying? And then,
yeah, for sure.
What he was saying was, like, Nike wanted to give him, like, goddamn it, two shoes every 3-4 years, but they ain't want to give him no royalty. How you want to make money off a black nigga? You don't want to give him the royalty. You want to reap the royalty. That's not right. You see what I'm saying? And he was saying, goddamn it, that they didn't want, he got a lot, they put it like this, man. The shit he was saying, they going to ban him. They going to do that because you know why? He don't want the Jews to get no money and all the other shit. They going to do that. They going to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The man was making too much money, I believe. And, you know, as always, when a man is making too much money, especially a man of color, they got to knock him down a peg or two. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
You
look like a train.
My nigga, love.
The man. The man was a billionaire. Y'all out there getting lit. Y'all pass that shit here. Shit.
Yeah, man. But yeah, but look, let me tell you something. I'm in Chirac, right? Let me tell you something. Right now, the laws have changed in Chicago so tremendously. You feel me? So we don't know what the fuck's going on by January 1st. You hear me? It's going down. When I say down, down, down. And all I want to say is, and like I said before my show, I want to put the gospel sprinkle on everybody's show because that's what I call it. My positive anything is better than negative nothing. So as long as you're finding some positive to do, you're going to be okay. As long as you're doing right, right going to follow. When you're doing bad, bad going to follow. But
and
you know,
we know that.
What's going on in this world, Tiger Lee? Even if all it's gonna take everybody to stand as one for that shit to happen. Yo,
I definitely agree. What they say, it take a village to raise a child. I agree with that.
Definitely.
Yeah,
for
man,
sure.
Man, Sugar Mama, I really appreciate you tuning in. I'm definitely gonna be tuning in next week. You feel me? So I can understand what's going on, chopping it up. Keeping paying attention.
Yo,
I don't care how old you are. You can always
sit
and pay attention so much. You hear me saying?
For
you
sure.
Know?
For sure. For sure. The dumb
and like God
America,
said,
that's
long,
what we're going to do.
As long as you understand that we got us, like my boy God said, we got us, that's a strong statement. We got us. That's it right there. That's a lot right there.
And we definitely got us. Y'all definitely, I'm going to shout the team out, the whole team, and then I'm going to ask you what you want guys to play for you tonight. I'm going to let you drop a request, and then we got one call left. Sugar Mama, hold on with me. We got one left. But let me shout out my team. You know, this show that I'm having tonight, you know, wouldn't be a show, the show that it is, had not my team also stepped up for me. You understand what I'm saying? So much love and much appreciation goes out to my whole team at For the Record Radio. You understand? That's my family. So I definitely appreciate each and every last one of y'all for sure on that.
I just want to say this. I appreciate guys and everybody now being patient with me. I'm a real PTSD-ass nigga, post-traumatic stress. I've been through a lot. I always be fighting it out, but, man, sometime without me knowing this radio station is around and pumping it around to put a record around the world and around the city, around the whole fucking country, that's what motivates me to keep going sometime. You know what I'm saying? So as long as I be knowing this for the record sometime, even if I don't be around the call, my mind be always great on my for the record team, man. I just want to let that out there.
We already know that. You know, like you said earlier, we got us. So it's all good on this end. Hey, what you want guys to drop on for you?
Since Sugar Mama here, man, and everybody needs to give these ladies some love, man, I want to show some ladies some love, you know what I'm saying? And the top also is that Carson Blue, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
Carson Blue.
Minnesota.
We're going to have guys, yeah, for sure on that. Got it. Drop it on.
They thinking I will never make it, no. I guess I gotta prove them wrong, yeah. Too many secrets in the basement, yeah. That's why these haters on my phone, yeah. But I can never lie, never lie, never lie. I can do this on my own, so anytime you see me, man, just know that I got feelings, but I'm thugging for the throne. Now I gotta get to this money. None of these niggas can do nothing for me. Chasing the bag, I'd be damned if I didn't. I'm fucking this music, it's one of my lyrics. I got a dream that I'm willing to follow. Will they be tweaking and stripping and swallow? I'm in my bag at the end of the day. So stay in your lane, cause you all in the way. I was down so bad, and nobody ever asked. I needed help, I needed cash. Now I'm all up in my bag, and I don't know how to act. So just blame it on my friends. Throw that stack of dividends. Got deep up in my pants. I'm all up in my cheddar, I'm so grateful. You know the people gotta talk because they hateful. But that's not why I'm here. I got a major plan. Buy my dukes of crystal, she ain't never got it. And I will never make it. I guess I gotta prove them wrong. Too many secrets in the basement. Yeah, that's why these haters on my phone. But I can never lie, never lie, never lie. I can do this on my own. So anytime you see me, man, just know that I got feelings. God, I'm thugging for the throne. I'm thugging for the throne. Why these bitches keep on doubting? Rather, I'm alone, I keep that ratchet to the side of me. Cause I don't have no trust for a damn soul. I don't need no fucking friends, I talk to bankrolls. Money
Yo, if you ain't talking money, then you ain't got shit for me. Stop talking to niggas, cause they combo hella boring. And the way that they been moving, I could catch a nigga snoozing. But a snake ain't in my blood, so don't get this shit confusing. Yo, told this nigga not to even play with blue. Send a letter to your mom, like when's the funeral, when the date. Give your ass a date, place a bullet on your plate. I think I need my lip gloss. The bitch gotta look good. Told you I'm finna take off.
I guess I gotta prove them wrong.
I guess I gotta prove them wrong.
Too many secrets in the face. Yeah, that's why these haters on my phone.
That's why they keep calling my phone. Yeah,
but
yeah,
I can never
yeah.
lie, never lie, never, never lie. I can do this on my own.
Yeah, I can do it, yeah.
So anytime you see me, man, just know that I got feelings, but I'm thugging for the throne.
For you right there. Definitely appreciate Haiti acknowledging my guy Carson Blue. Make It. That's the name of that cut right there. Definitely a shout out to you, my guy Carson Blue. Sugar Mama, we got one more caller. Are you ready? Sugar Mama, yeah?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we got one more caller. Here's what we're going to do. Let's go ahead and get to this last caller, and let's tone it out for the evening. All right?
All right.
All righty. Here it is right here. Caller, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
I'm Chief from St. Paul, and I drive buses.
That's all right right there. Well, thank you for calling in to my show tonight. You said Keisha, right?
Yes. No,
you kind of broke up on me a little bit. I apologize.
Oh, hold on. My name is Chi.
Okay. All right. Sugar Mama, tell here's what I want you to do. You say you drive buses. What else do you do?
Talk bullshit.
I love it, girl. I love it. But y'all on that. Go ahead. Sugar Mama, introduce yourself to our caller.
How you doing this evening, T?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So we're talking about badass kids.
Okay, so I think the problem is these kids is lacking guidance. The most of the majority of these kids is out here acting a fool. They have their parents' age. The parents is kicking it with the kids. They getting high with the kids. They joking and playing with these little kids. So they don't know how to distinguish adults from kids. You know what I'm saying? They think everybody is the same to them. And plus, they all out here high as hell. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just a lack of respect. Period.
Yeah, for sure on that. I agree 100%.
What about the kid that had all of that and still act that way?
Listen,
the whole family raised together, all your sisters, brothers, if you got them, show respect to their elders. They don't talk to it. Look. Okay.
So are you talking about young adults or grown adults?
I'm talking about
adults,
young,
30
I'm talking
and up
about,
from now.
I'm talking about anybody under 35. Anybody, because they all still kids. Because they all still act like the fucking 15-year-olds.
Sad to say
how am I supposed to treat you like you're a grown-ass woman when you acting like you're 15? Who do you think you're talking to?
Right.
or just punch him in the forehead.
Thank you. Just punch him in the fucking forehead. You absolutely
That's just what it is. It's just a lack of respect out here, period. The kids don't have no respect. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I drive school buses, oh. And it's hell. I don't have that problem on my end because I don't play with kids. But
there you go.
I have a lot of coworkers and friends that drive buses, and they go through hell with these kids on the buses because the kids just don't have respect. You know what I'm saying? And then you can't get the schools, the district, nobody to come in and try to discipline these kids. You know what I'm saying? So the kids
mm-hmm.
just out here running wild doing what they want to do.
Yeah, you didn't go on there trying to be their friend. See, that's the difference. A lot of them drivers too busy trying to be them little kids' friends, trying to be the popular driver.
I promise you, I mean through the door.
Yes, you should be. You ain't going to take no bullshit on your bus because you know how they can get on the buses for sure on that.
Yeah, I don't play
absolutely.
No games. I mean through the door. And they be saying it too. She mean. I mean to a certain extent. But I just want you to know this is not your bus. This is my bus. I drive the bus. You ride the bus.
And that's how you got to handle them damn kids nowadays. Be stern
Otherwise
with them.
Otherwise, you lose control.
Yeah. It's the same thing. It's the same. You teach people how to treat you. As an adult, you
and
teach children how to respect
thing, and that's
you.
The same thing. It's the same thing that goes on in your household, too. You lose control.
Absolutely.
You let these kids run over you, you lose control. And then nowadays, people, you know what I'm saying? I do a whole bunch of hollering and cussing now. Well, I always did, but
yeah.
I will punch on the kid, too. But I'm just saying that if you don't – no, I'm just mm-hmm. saying that I'm dead ass. If you don't discipline these kids and you just talking to them, they be like, oh, she ain't going to do shit. She just talking. You know what I'm saying? So you
That's
lose
it.
That, and then you let them get away with a bunch of stuff because you doing your own shit. You running the streets. You getting high and shit. So you don't have control over your kids. So these kids just out here doing what they want to do.
Absolutely. 100%. I agree.
100% and I don't have no problem
that.
Cutting nobody kids off.
I definitely agree with that. Well, I definitely appreciate you calling into my show. Come bullshit with me, OG Tiger Lee. As always, I'm OG Tiger Lee, so you're always more than welcome on my show. This has been Sugar Mama. We're about to close the show out. We got one more caller.
One more caller. Nice.
Hear what I want you to do. Yes. Hey. Chick,
yeah.
Call in next week. We're going to have another good show. The Dumbing Down of
All
America.
Right.
We being blindsided by the bullshit that matters. You feel what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Call in to that show, too. Tap in next week. Same time.
All right.
Good night. Definitely appreciate you, my sister. Definitely appreciate you. Much love from me to you, OG Tiger Lee. Here's what we're going to do.
Have a great night. Yes.
What are we going to do, Sugar Mama? Yes, we're going to go ahead and get to the next caller. I'm still right here. We're going to get to the next caller. We're going to close the show out with the next caller. We're going to have guys will drop a tune to send the people off to a very restful sleep this fine evening. All right? So, Sugar Mama, you go ahead and ask the question, caller. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do. Go ahead. Drop it on them. Ask them.
Caller. Who you are, what you do, where you at?
I love it.
It's your kid, Mommy. How are you? I'm sorry. I've been listening in the whole show. I am so proud of you, Mommy. Hi, everybody. You guys know me as Monday Night's Radio Show host. I am the model known as the Beautiful Red, and I host the Red Spotlight on For the Record Radio. Make sure you guys tune in with us, where the independent artists matter the most. You can find us on all social media platforms at For the Record Radio. I'm Beautiful Red. Mondays, we got OG Tiger Lee, Buddy Madison, Gaza, and Haley the Great. And now we got my sugar mama. You know
there
your
it is right
I'm
there.
Why are the people calling my
my sugar mama, sugar mama. This is not her sugar mama. This is my sugar mama.
Oh, that's your sugar
damn,
mama.
Damn.
Y'all forgot that her grandkids is not there, not very scary.
Well, that's all right. They'll be all right. I think for this purpose, I think it works perfectly myself.
They did. So y'all been asking me for years on years on years, am I single, what I have going on. Obviously, now you guys know my mother-in-law, so shout out to Petey. We love you, Small.
All right,
Mama,
so now you
feel. Without telling my business, so now, yep, they telling my business without telling my business. So there y'all
so
go.
So all you fellas. Wipe that slobber off your mouths now, okay? You can do that now.
Oh, dear.
He definitely is that, so, you know.
For sure. For sure.
Shout out to the Fifth Plan. We appreciate y'all. But touching on y'all topic, she is part of the reason why I am the way that I am. I definitely think that people have never said that neither myself or anybody that she's ever had a hand in raising is disrespectful or unruly or don't know how to behave. I went to school because of this woman. I graduated because of this woman. I carried myself a certain type of way because of this woman. She's part of the reason why you guys love the Beautiful Red so much. So from me to you, Mommy, thank you. I appreciate
you. Absolutely. And that's the best way that I can think to close my show out with that sentiment right there. That's a beautiful sentiment right there. Shout out to you, Sugar Mama, from your baby girl right there. You feel what I'm saying? I definitely appreciate you calling in.
Oh, gee, my son's texting me. When we go and get on the phone? When they go answer the phone for us?
It's overtime. Can't nobody get in now. That's what it is. You have to explain that to them, Red.
I just texted to him.
Yeah, they got to beat that 8 o'clock hour. They call in before 8 o'clock. They got to stay on the line because if they close it out, they ain't getting in.
It's
7 o'clock.
It started at
7.
It started
at 7
my time.
It started at 7 my time.
Chris, we love you. Watt, we love you. Petey, we love you.
There it is. Next week, come tune in next week. Call in next week. We got a good show next week, The Dumbing Down of America. We're going to talk about it. Sugar Mama going to co-host again with me next week. So I hope your plans,
indeed.
You don't have any plans, my dear. I hope not.
Nope.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to have some more fun then. Let's bring it. It's a serious topic, but it was an enjoyable topic all at the same time. Red, I definitely appreciate you calling into my show. I can find no better way than to close my show out. People, callers, listeners, all of you, this has been OG Tiger Lee. This has been Sugar Mama. Wait a minute. Here's what we're going to do. Yeah, absolutely. I am your boy. Yes. Yes, absolutely. I am your boy, OG Tiger Lee. Come bullshit with me again next Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. on the Central Time, 8 o'clock p.m. on the Eastern, 5 o'clock p.m. out West. Our topic has been set, the dumbing down of America. Let's get into it. Bring your opinions. Bring your thought processes. You have a whole week to think about it. There it is right there, the dumbing down of America. Let's bring it for real. This has been your boy, OG Tiger Lee. We're going to go ahead and end my show with a little bit of female vibe. Ladies, love you. Appreciate it. Peace.
It's Tiger Lee 3. Go.
King Dog Cooking.
But never once said that he loved me. But we both know if he said he loved me, we both know it'd be a lie. Why would you say you down for me when you know I ride for you?
it. I think we time we go our separate ways. Baby, why would you wanna hurt me? When I gave my all, nigga, can't you see? You gotta love me. You gotta trust me. You gotta treat me right. Now it's fucked up. Fuck this relationship. I don't want no part. You have my heart. Continue the foolishness. You gotta love me. You gotta trust me. You was different. Could it fit in the picture that I had? From that moment I knew we'd never last. Now you crying away, cause I went my own way. Tomorrow be a better day. You taught me how to play the game. That I won't make that same decision. You broke cheating with other women. You're starting in your eyes, but it'll be okay. Now you unhappy. I'm super happy, but I don't care, I don't care. Now it's all about me. Baby, why would you wanna hurt me? When I gave my all, nigga, can't you see? You gotta love me. You gotta trust me. You gotta treat me right. Now it's fucked up. Fuck this relationship. I don't want no part. You have my heart. Continue the foolishness. You gotta love me. Trust me, I'm not your kind of chick. But you lied to me, but you lied to me, baby. I'm not your kind of chick. But you hide from me, but you lied to me.
Cause I don't really know what you doing to me. Yeah, don't know what type of Tell me you love me could be my last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Coon coon voodoo voodoo. Right, funny room 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 room. Ah. They tell me you love me could be my last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Ah. Needed my last night, cocky mash up. Coon coon as on my zoom. I can pick a soul. And I can paint your soul like Picasso, let me know. Oh, let me know. You let me, I ain't dry. I think why cry? Time to the touch to the night time. No time for my joy. I only fight for your love like a Mai Tai. You let me, I ain't dry. I think why cry? Time to the touch to the night time. No time for my joy. Yeah, I know I'm shoot up the shy jive vibe for you. But I can pick a soul. I can paint your soul like Picasso, let me know. Ooh, I can pick a soul. I can paint it for you. Let me know, let me know. Baby, tell me you love me, so me stop asking it. You better show me you love me, girl, put your back in it. Cocky just beat, eat it, then I go fast in it. Put it in your mouth, pull it up, put it back in it. That pussy on point, so you know I'm tapping it. You freaky, I know what you want. Put on the air while I'm grabbing your throat, all you want. You noodle leg, I hold you down by holding you up. Pity, you're my baby, me for that try. Time to the thought to the night time. No time for my time, wine on my time. You fight for your love like a Mike Dyke. Fight for your love like a... Like Ali, fight for your love. Just for me, go me with ice in my car. Shot in the mind, my nose cocky, your hand. Baby, if you tell me you love me, could be my last night. If I meet you today, I need it by last night. Kun kun voodoo voodoo. Right in front of room, 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 room. Ah.
Yeah. My boy, turn me up, man. You know what the fuck going on. Chicken ain't no man like, huh? Second chicken ain't no man like. I'm stacking chicken, ain't no man like me. Who you know that's gon' hit they block and spin like me? Bitches cheat and these niggas deceive. Haste a disease, rob this man, you can blame it on greed. I'm a dog, you can blame it on me. Still in heat, now he dead in the streets. That's the type of shit they do over east. But we don't do that in the hood, baby, you know what's good, baby. Shorty get the blickin' if we think a nigga movin' shady. 1500 blockin' maybe, mama gettin' sick, I gotta stick to the plan. Poke a nigga, stick the bricks in the van. Hittin' licks so they scam, it ain't been the same since they had to slam my mans. And I die before I let a bitch distract my plans. Like night shootouts, car crash, we ran. The world cold for my kids, I'ma try to understand. But for my kids, I'ma try to understand. Life's too short, better watch your step. Niggas foul in the game, cause it ain't no ref. And don't think cause you got money that it ain't no stress. Niggas too weak on the daily game, you could be next. Life's too short, better watch your step. Niggas foul in the game, cause it ain't no rest. And don't think cause you got money that it ain't no stress. Niggas tweet on the daddy, bro, you could be next. I come from risking it all and stealing from alls. I needed to ball. Fuck the game, I put dick in her walls. You get it, once you get it, don't stall. These bitches the same, you hit one, you probably hit them all. You switched up, I'm who you needed to call. I was there when you needed to vent, or when you couldn't pay rent. I've been sinning too, but it's too hard for me to try and repent. If you love me, then just love me, there ain't no need to pretend. Do I love you back, baby? Well, I guess that depends. The deepest of pain comes with the deepest of skin. I broke a heart, now we the deepest of friends. On the block with the shooters, letting clips extend. How you tryna shit on your kin? Same niggas, ain't my friends, I hang with bros. Any nigga want smoke, please let me know, just call my phone. I'm thrown to the bone, ain't no leave it alone. Bitch, we gripping them chrome, let's go. Life's too short, better watch your step. Niggas foul in the game, cause it ain't no ref. And don't think cause you got money that it ain't no stress. Niggas too weak on the daily game, you could be next. Life's too short, better watch your step. Niggas foul in the game, cause it ain't no ref. And don't think cause you got money that it ain't no stress. Niggas too weak on the daily, bro, you could be next.
That's the weapon to heal. Flow water never still real.
river. My clothes black, on no hill figure. Rest in peace, brother God, no, we still with ya. Flick enough bricks and we can build with ya. I mean, I can hit up to the fiend. Take it to the mic, a little whipping in between. Forget the rap, better sit with this regime. Respect, just know your steps like an elliptical machine. And graffiti, know I'm writing all the raps. Funny colors, we retired all the lat. Major labels, y'all just hired all the whack. This is underground, we inspired y'all to rap. And it shows, no postpones. And our plans spin with the grands like an old folks home. But who's good and who's equal? I wanna know who got they two and two, got they two people.
That's that Washington Road. That's that Washington Road.
Get them start back.
That's that Washington Road.
Let's get it right, no reason. Prince, she took it back like two seasons. Impact, I'm on the five home features. I'm a champion, sweatsuits only, no sneakers. You called me a bum like I ain't know no better. I show my bare chest like a polo sweater. Told her polite, I'm a beater with a pipe. She said I always hated meat, man, I'm a vegan in the diet. I'm a gentleman with knowledge, good advice. This is Instagram, ain't following your life. I'm providing the bars heavy. I'm dope, nothing but China like Marbury. Judge see us guilty and they plan to cut us. Cops shoot me in the back, but then I plan to cover. We some kings, ain't no man above us. COVID, we making them thousands. We some band of brothers.
That's that Washington Road. That's that Washington Road. That's that Washington Road. That's that Washington Road.
This for the DJs all around the world. Trust on me.
They just wanna be it. I'm just blessed to see it. I know they don't know what I'm talking about and shit. Black guys are cool. The plan is to get it. While you here pimping with all these obstacles, is it possible? Will it sink in? God forbid them that they know no better. I've been through a few storms like tropical weather. Many city nights with that South Pole leather. Polo sweater. Had two boys, I was trying to do better. But I was angry inside. Everywhere that I go, you seen it all in my eyes. The outside looking fine. I had my life in a backpack with a slap rack. Black 380 just in case I had a clap back. Don't wanna catch a flashback to long factors. Let that sink in, ain't no tripping. I just be thinking, in this world where everybody's on a mission. So Lord forgive them, that they do no wrong to me. Understand the garbage, you all miss me. I'm blessed to see it, they wanna be it. It's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to see it, blessed to see it. They wanna be it, it's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to be it, blessed to see it. They wanna be it, it's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to be it, I'm blessed to see it. I'm blessed to see it, yeah. I'm blessed to see it, I'm blessed to see it, yeah. I'm playing to the maximum, y'all can't stop me. My moves are miraculous, yeah, spectacular. Grind all night, you can call me Dracula. Mind star for the record, my team back me up. You ain't gotta listen, but I'ma keep acting up. You talk too much, fam, but I'ma keep stacking up. You move too much, fam, but I'ma keep planning up. Move out to Africa, switch it up to Canada. I'm blessed to see it, they wanna be it. It's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to see it, blessed to see it. They wanna be it, it's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to be it, blessed to see it.
Yo, this your man Tiger Lee. Come bullshit with me where you're now tuned in on For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most.